Singapore, 2004, Lam Chun Rosewood Furniture Warehouse. The shutter lifted, and dust immediately filled the air. The storage container was huge. It had rows and rows of furniture. A sweet and intoxicating polished scent lingered in the air, the kind you would get addicted to and hold close to your nose. I took in the place, inhaled, exhaled, and then sighed. After all of 5 minutes, I was bored. My parents had taken two different paths into the furniture-filled forest, and I panicked slightly after having lost the sight of them. Hoping to hear their voices, I listened hard through the festive Chinese music. Crouching to the floor, I put my head close to the ground, hoping to see their shoes in the aisles around me. Defeated, I walked to the cashier behind me. There was sat an old Chinese lady who was cross-stitching something. A hummingbird, with multicolored feathers. She was almost done, finishing the beak when I was looking over her shoulder. Amazed, I spoke, letting her know it was beautiful and that I wanted to learn. The lady spoke little English. She nodded, smiled, and gestured for me to sit across the desk from her. She then reached under the table and placed a floral quarter plate in front of me. Unscrewing a red lid from a large plastic jar, she placed three flaky pineapple tarts the size of two coins in front of me, followed by two intricately designed pressed crispy biscuits, and these fluorescent cream drops that looked odd and irresistible. She gestured that I eat them and continued back to her work. I sat there, slumped on my chair, lifting the plate close to my mouth and slowly devoured the buttery, flaky pastry that wrapped the sweet, gooey pineapple mixture. As these two textures danced in my mouth, I looked up to see a big calendar in front of me. It was an anatomical calendar, with a rather bizarre image of the leg. The corners of what seemed to be a large flip chart calendar were adorned with small roses and swirls. And the background was a rich and yellowing sea green. Three lags sat before me, one with spiky hairs poking out of pale skin, and then a leg that was exposing flesh and muscle. The last leg was just bone. Trying to read the characters by each figure, I was desperate to know what part was what. As I stared at the calendar, analyzing the vintage art on it, I bit hard into the crunchy biscuits and very quickly finished my fluorescent cream drops. I let the dryness in my mouth linger, and now I desperately looked for water. My parents soon returned, making a large purchase of furniture that we have shipped from country to country all around the world. As a man cut a receipt, he leant over the very desk I was sitting on and peered at the calendar. I watched closely at how the numbers he wrote down in his chicken scratch correlated to those on the calendar. I stared at the calendar one last time before we left and thought I'd never see it again. When our furniture arrived, I was the first to check it out, following my dad's instructions carefully, pulling out each drawer and opening each cabinet to see if they closed fine and if the drawers roll smooth. Each drawer was lined with newspapers, and some even the anatomical calendars. I pulled one out to show my dad, and as we let the strong rosewood polish escape the furniture, I could taste the pineapple tarts and hear the Chinese music. Till date, the rosewood smell lingers in my drawers and brings me back to this memory. Though the papers have been thrown away, these memories will always remain with me.